Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited and I'm so happy and so glad that Ambujam is back with us again. And we're going to be doing a group power healing, some mini readings, and who knows what else. And so we're all excited. And so for those of you who don't know Ambujam, might be your first time, you're in for a treat. Ambujam is a wayshower, a self-embodiment accelerator. She helps you understand and navigate your awakening, quickly heal the old ego self, and learn how to live from truth. And you're asked to own your choices, reconcile karma, and be who you are. Ambujam works directly with the divinity of group energy, God, and grace. And Ambujam brings the group into a holy meeting place, amplifying your sacredness, truth, and love. She sees the group's path of awakening and the correlating past life choices and experiences currently holding the old ego self in place. She instantly frees the original roots of life themes, relationship dynamics, belief systems, complex spiritual issues, and falsehoods about yourself, others, and life itself. And Ambujam's special mix of quick focused energy clearings and spot on guidance, which you will experience yourself, quickly heals your old self, aligns you with your true self, and energizes your heart's rightful path. So we are so excited that Ambujam is back with us. We had a really powerful show last month and earlier in the season. It's just so powerful. And so you want to be ready, willing, and open to receive. So Ambujam, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi. Hi, everybody. It's so good to be with you guys. Oh, my heart is full.
Awesome. So we don't exactly have a theme per se today or a topic per se, other than, you know, we're going to do the group healing and the mini readings. Yep. But, you know, so are you able to tap into the group energy to see what's going on with the group and what does the group require?
Exactly.
And I was just going to say, and it's September 11th. So yes. Which is a very heavy energy, although I don't focus on it because it's like, why perpetuate the same heavy energy? Except I do send, you know, blessings and love to the people who require it on this day, because they're, you know, might still be grieving at some point, right?
Yeah. Just being with all that you just said. Because when you brought in September 11th and you spoke about it, I just felt that it was important that you did that. And I just feel a lot of acknowledgement and blessings going for those people. So thank you.
The people that were affected, have left, for example, and the people who are left behind, you know, both, you know, and the people who saw what happened and experienced what happened, it's a powerful day for them as well. So,
For the group process, my specialty, we could say, is, and how all my work works, is you. So you guys, all of your beings are going to bring in exactly what we're going to do today. You guys are going to bring the topics of what we're going to focus on. So I never know what that is, unless spirit gives me a topic, unless I'm given a topic. When we do something specific like this, if we're just going to tune in and see what you guys are going to bring, I have no clue. Yeah. I just show up. Yeah. And how that looks for me, just to let you guys know, it's like I'm sitting in front of a blank screen and somebody pops in a movie of you. And there it all is. I see it crystal clear, super specific, detailed of your soul's history and where it got its belief systems from, where you got your stuff from, your gifts, not so much specific actions in gifts, but more of what your being's energy, you know, your uniqueness is, your unique energy is. And there's just this huge history of you, your gifts, your abilities, your relationships, your feelings about yourself, your feelings about God, your feelings about the universe, and the immense amount of detail that is, and how all of that affects our life here, our life themes here. And so I'll just do a little quick history of me. So ever since I was little, I was seeing that. And I started to practice when I went to California. I moved to San Francisco like 25 years ago. Gifts turned back on there. And I think it was about 12 years after I'm doing my readings and I'm doing my energy work. And all of a sudden, I was sitting in front of a client and this light in their heart started turning on. And I had never seen that before, not like this. Mm-hmm. I knew we weren't our personalities and I knew we weren't our issues, but I'll say I could see like the beingness of somebody. So I always knew, okay, we're not, you know, this, we're more that. But when I was sitting in front of this client and this light turned on in a very specific way, long story short, I was like, oh, that's their awake self, their awakeness. And this is, I don't know, 15, 18 years ago-ish. And then then there was this quickening that started happening. And people started waking up. And I would start to see this light in my clients. And this light had nothing to do with our beliefs or even our soul history. And this light started purifying everything. And people are like, what's wrong with me? Mm-hmm. Why do I have so many physical issues? Why are all my emotional issues up? Why am I losing my job? Why are my relationships going away? And I could see that this truth in us started to release everything that was not our truth and not our path. So my whole work had to change, because not only, yes, do we help heal the soul history and roots of our issues really fast, but then it became about, but who are you? You know, who are we if we're not this stuff?
Right.
And it's like, you know, you all know, you've all been on this path for a while, which is why we're here, right? So it's like this whole balance and this whole mix of like, okay, we heal issues, we look at stories of where they've come from, but we also work with who you truly are and how you truly are is moving forward and embodying itself, and how that creates life to bring you these certain circumstances, people, relationships, and able to purify all of that, all of this history and conditioning. And so people started waking up and I'm working with people and I'm like figuring it all out. And at some point, I don't even remember now exactly, group power healings were born, because I felt spirit, my team, be like, basically, okay, we need a way faster way to help people heal. We need to do it in a group. So people, we don't have to do this one-on-one because it's slow, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We need to do more people faster, quicker, and to work with an awakened-based healing energy. So it's not just healing issues, but it's actually releasing something in such a way that it allows people to really embody themselves and really anchor in. So I didn't know what a group healing was, no clue. And I was with two of my friends and I was like, hey, can I try something with you guys? And they're like, sure. So I did my thing. My whole thing's about surrender to the energy coming through. Okay. I did my thing and they were like, whoa. And they both had these really different experiences, but also the theme was the same. And I was like, interesting. And then I was away at a woman's retreat. This is back in California. And I used to do body work. And there were maybe 15 women or 20 women at the end of the retreat. And I was like, hey, can I try something with you guys? And they're like, okay. I do this group thing and every single one of them were like, I felt like you were talking to me. Mm. And yet I was talking about these larger themes and I'm like, interesting, this thing like works. So I, you know, started telling people this is what I do and adding that to my practice. And now it's like 90% of what I do. And they're really growing. And I think also because more people are waking up now, it's not just this word of like, what is awakeness? You know, I think way more people are waking up. So I think way more people are drawn to really, really quick healing, mm-hmm. Because they know they need that, you know? So, how we work as a group, this is how it looks for me. Okay. So I tune into you guys and I first see everybody as like this huge circle. And the circle, the truth within that light within you, starts to basically acknowledge everybody in the group and kind of say hello. And this light starts to collaborate and partner. So we don't merge like this. We're all still in our own energy, but there's this collaboration and consciousness. And everybody starts within this consciousness, everybody starts talking to each other. And what I'm describing happens in like 2 seconds, okay? But I'm like slowing it down. So everybody starts talking to each other. Everybody's consciousness is like, hey, what's going on with you? Yeah, me too, me too. And I'm simplifying it. And you guys are all talking about the path of awakening that you're on and where it is that you need really fast release and where you're ready. Mm. And all of that, as that's collaborating, there's this huge container that comes in that holds the whole group in this very sacred space. And that, all of that takes us into this really sacred, holy meeting place. And it's in that place where everybody's light, that true self, gets reinforced and amplified. Like, you don't have to do anything. It just gets pulled out and it starts to really bring us a very specific kind of information and healing energy. And it's all of us in that energy together, which is what amplifies this power that we're really able to work with. And at that point, after all that happens, I basically see everybody as like just this one huge being. And I'm talking to that being. And that being and my team and all of you guys as angels and teams, everybody's talking to me about that huge being and what it's going through and where it is and what it needs. And then boom, we're off, which you guys will experience in a second, mm-hmm. which I know many of you have, you know, been in my groups, which I super appreciate you guys being here today. So when we start, when that being, which is all of you guys, start bringing me to these life themes and where they've come from, as I start describing what I'm seeing, it's the truth in you, that light resonates with this information, and it's that realization and resonance that starts realizing very, very, very quickly about what this root cause is. That enables me to start busting that thing open really fast and releasing these really specific, kind of looks like scaffolding to me that holds up a house. Mm-hmm. So we have these original scaffoldings that are holding up our issues, and my work is able to go in there and bust that scaffolding and just complete it. And it's just gone. There's nothing there. The house is still there, right? Yeah. So as we do that on these huge life themes that we're talking about, though, all of this information and healing starts rippling and vibrating into everybody's specific personal issues that you guys are going through. How does all that happen? It's magic. It happens on its own. I don't try to do anything. It all just happens. So I'm like literally narrating as it's coming through. Mm-hmm. I'm not choosing, oh, now we're going to do this, now we're going to do that. You guys are all bringing it to me. And it's just this huge buffet of massive amount of healing and understanding, and at a very quick rate, because the whole premise of group power healing is to use the power that we all have to heal as fast as we can. The other analogy that came to me actually a week ago of group power healing is that of a cave. So if I'm in a cave all by myself and I'm trying to get out and I have one flashlight and I'm shining the light, trying to find where to get out, I can only see where my light is shining. So I can't see above, I can't see around. So I'm trying to figure out how to get out of this cave, and I'm like bumping up against a bunch of stuff. You know, it takes me a really long time to find the pathway out. Mm-hmm. But if all of a sudden hundreds of people come in with their flashlights and they shine, I'm able to see this entire cave and all the intricateness and where the quickest way out is. And so to me, that's what a group is like. We all have a light. I have a light, you have a light, you have a light, you have a light. You know, we all come together and we do something greater than we can on our own. It just is that way. So we're able to get to these really subtleties, these larger spectrums of things, because all of our flashlights are shining on this one issue that everybody has. But because we all have this piece of the puzzle, mm-hmm. we're really able to get to some stuff just really profoundly and deeply. So that's kind of a...
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. And, you know, those of you who are healers too and do your stuff, as we know, finding human words to describe energy work is super hard.
Yeah.
And it's my greatest challenge to take all of that and be like, I don't know. You know,
Yes, exactly.
And so every time I'm on a show or somebody asks me what I do, I have to kind of, you know, bump up against that, oh God, I don't know how to describe all this, but I have to, you know, I have to find a way.
Yeah, find some words, yeah.
Some words, yeah. So that's my latest.
Awesome. I think we all got a little bits and pieces of it. And, you know, the thing that I want to emphasize too is don't come in with an agenda, you know. Be open to whatever the healing is going to be and however it's going to show up. Don't try and control the outcome of today's call, for example, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the magic of it. Like, nobody knows. Yeah. So tomorrow, as an example, and if you guys want to buy my packages, by the way, my packages now on are all for everybody. So before I used to do just new people, they're for everyone now. So please partake in the beautiful pie that we all have. So tomorrow I'm doing a group power healing on clearing some really deep sadness, loss, loneliness, and then this like emotional heaviness. Why are we doing that? I don't know. Spirit said this is the deal. Mm-hmm. So why am I saying that? Oh, because so tomorrow we have a topic, right? So tomorrow we know we're going to be addressing some really deep, 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 deep sadness. And what is that really about? Where does that come from? What do you need to know about it? You know? So what Alara was saying is, you know, don't come in with an idea at all, especially with this type, because we do not have a topic. You're the topic.
Yeah.
And so the mind has all these ideas, you know, as awakening has taught us and continues to teach us, this doesn't know anything, you know? And when I used to do readings like 25 years ago, when I first started, what was amazing to me is my client would say, I am so ready to release this thing. And I look at this part of them and they're like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, interesting. And then it would go the other way around. The client would go, I'm not ready. No way. Uh-uh-uh. And this thing was like, uh-huh, we're ready. We're ready. And I'm like, interesting. This doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It's about surrendering to the process, right? Surrendering to the energy, surrendering to the process of whatever is going to occur. Right.
Yeah. I feel like we're ready.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So your job now, everybody, you just be. Okay. The other part about the magic of all of this is spirit does everything for you and your being does everything for you. So think of this group power healing as your being is doing healing for your human. Okay. Your human self has already done all the work necessary to release everything that we're going to do today and embody everything we're going to do. So as we begin here, your human job is to just really sit in yourself with like a relaxed alertness. And you're just going to be within and be with your own flow of how this healing wants to do you. It's like we're in a kind of a moving meditation, okay? Mm-hmm. Nothing you have to do but just be in partner with yourself and with the energy that's coming through. The other thing I just want to say before we jump into everything, because once I dive in, I don't come up for air, okay, until we're done. A lot of times before we release something or leap you forward into your path, spirit will ask your permission. And why they do this is they want you to experience the power of making a choice. It is so empowering and so powerful to feel this choice being made, okay? So when they ask you your permission, your job is to go within your heart of heart of heart of heart of hearts or your beingness. Some people feel their truth in their heart and some people feel just their more kind of expansive, spacious self. So your job is to go within your heart or your spaciousness and ask from there. Let the true answer arise. And then spirit, of course, will always honor that, whatever that answer is, okay? And that's it. Those are your two things. Be present with yourself. Just be within. Follow your own flow. And if your permission is asked, just go within your truth, within your heart, and feel your answer, okay? I'm going to connect us all in now as a group. And, you know, the healing's already begun, as we've been talking about all this. But now I'm really just going to concentrate on that. And as we're connecting, one of the things that Spirit is saying, because since August, okay, we all know that this summer for most of us has been super intense and dense, right? We're coming out of that. In August, we started coming out of that. And we are entering into this whole other quickening phase. To me, that looks like it starts kind of August through December is kind of this big phase, okay? Why I'm bringing that up is because as we're connecting as a group, Spirit is telling you, as we move into this more quickening and more accelerated phase, the clunkiness of the mind, they're just reminding you, you do not have to figure out your life. This is not where your guidance is. It's not in this like clunky, linear, conceptual place. Okay, this mind is good for some things, but not figuring out your life, not your guidance. Okay, let it do what it's good to do. Not that, okay? So Spirit's reminding you, in these next few months, what might happen is you might start bumping up against this clunkiness of the mind even more because we're awakening even more, we're accelerating even more. So what that happens is the stuff can be seen more, the stuff comes up more. Okay, so they're saying to you, you might recognize your mind can't help you anymore, even more. Okay, so they're just letting you know that as we connect here. So that container is starting to come down now. And you guys need some really specific individual things today, and I'll describe what that is in a second. But one of the things that I'm watching going on is it's like you've all buried something a long time ago, and it's time to retrieve that information now and that energy, almost like a buried treasure. And so Spirit, and where you've buried that is in consciousness, is in somewhere in the universe, let's say, okay? So Spirit's working with your being right now to uncover whatever that is so you can retrieve that consciousness back into your system. Because it's what you need now. You need these next gifts or abilities or capacities or energy or consciousness or knowing. And again, your mind doesn't have to know anything. It doesn't have to follow along in the session, okay? That's the other thing I want to say. Your mind doesn't have to understand anything I say. Just let it go exactly where it needs to go, which is it does that all by itself. So you're starting to receive that information now that you've buried a long time ago. Spirit says, since your third lifetime, third incarnation, you've buried this information for safekeeping. And they really want to bring this back into your heart, okay? So this is one of those permission things. Does it feel right in your heart to receive, yep, your consciousness back? You know, what's interesting about this, these parts of you that are coming back, I'll say, are this consciousness of yours. Part of it has the new spiritual DNA that's opening in us. So that's super interesting. And it knows this DNA, let's call it spiritual DNA, it knows that your physical body is ready for its next levels of health as well. And it's been needing the spiritual DNA to move into that because we're in, you know, we just get used to these shifts that go on, or we get used to just being where we are every day, but the vibration is quite high right now. And so what your body is needing for its next levels of health, this higher, let's call it spiritual DNA, is going to help your body resonate much more easier with this energy so it can heal at its next levels. Okay. And that quote, spiritual DNA, that's going to help your body heal physically. That's going wherever it needs to go now for you. Okay, so as all that's going on, I'm going to see what the life themes are today, okay? So I'm just going to start describing it like this. A little more detailed, but this is a piece of it. Okay, so doubting yourself, fear that you can't do it, whatever it is on your path, okay? Like you can't do your path. Okay, Spirit goes, ha, 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 hilarious. Of course you can. It comes with you. Everything is in us that we need, okay? But this self-doubt in past lives has woven your energy into other energies that are locked in and stuck. Okay, because it's the doubt that was like, it's like the doubt was seduced into these other energies and it's been locked in there. And now because of you, where you are in your path, now you need to, you know, get out of that spot. You need to retrieve your energy back. So I'm going to these, and none of these lifetimes that I'm talking about are Earth. Okay. This is like way before Earth. So I'm going, so, and I just want to tell you guys this too. A clue to know that your issue or your emotions that you're feeling are not Earth is they're really hard to name and they're really hard to point your finger on, to put your finger on. But you have this feeling that you can't quite label. These are these feelings from these past lives that are not Earth. They're like out in the universe somewhere, other realms, other dimensions, okay? So when you're feeling a feeling and you're like, you know, Earth feelings are like happy, sad, scared, grief, not good enough, which we could say is for everything. But our Earth emotions are pretty simple. We could say a pretty kind of pedestrian, third grade, okay? Oh, I know sadness. Yep, got that. But most of what we deal with are not Earth feelings. They are these root causes of these other places that we've been. That's why it's really hard to label these feelings for ourselves. So when you're feeling this kind of nebulous stuff, bring your awareness to the nebulous feeling and be present with it and really be curious and let it tell you what it is. Okay. And we can talk about that later, but I just want to just touch on this for a second because this is important because we all deal with this. Okay. When you feel a feeling that feels nebulous, put your awareness on it. You can say to it, thank you for showing up. Now I can love you. Thank you for showing up. Now I can love you. Now I can understand you. Okay. And see where that takes you. So we'll bookmark that for later. Okay. So where I'm going now are these nebulous feelings, these lifetimes of where you've allowed your doubt to intertwine with somebody else's energy or to be talked into working hard for someone else other than yourself. Like, oh, I'll help your business get going, but never mind mine, you know, because I doubt myself. So there are these three or four lifetimes other place that we need to get your energy back because you've been intertwined. Okay, so that's where I'm going now. And meantime, this whole spiritual DNA and the stuff that you buried a long time ago, that's still coming back in your system, okay? So I'm gonna go up there and see what's going on. And Spirit's telling you, you do not have to give your power, your energy away to anyone ever again. And if anyone even tries to seduce you into that, Spirit goes, they're not your friend. And why we're going to these past life places to get your energy back is because it's all connected to this spiritual DNA that you're needing now. It's all connected to you being in your power now, on your path now. So, yep, I'm watching you. Some of you already, like with your awareness, you're already up there with me looking at this and working with it and like, how do I get my energy back now? Spirit's saying all these beings or people that you gave your energy to before that you've intertwined with, they're only as powerful as you make them. That's it. That's it. So we're completing contracts up there with these people, agreements with these people, let's call them. Because you've had agreements with these other beings to intertwine. And some of these beings are here in this life that you've intertwined with. And so that's going to affect some of your relationships of where you've been in this kind of codependent, I love you, but I'm not really as good as you. So we'll just play this game that I love you and I like being with you, but I don't feel really enough either. and I feel like you're better than me and you're more than me. So it's those kind of relationships that can be subtle and not so subtle of where this detwining, we'll call it, unwinding is happening. And as you're up there, as I'm up there with these parts of you, there's just a lot of agreements ending right now that have to do with you feeling like something is more powerful than you. Your path and your power is the power. Just like my path and my power is mine. Yours is yours, right? And you know, what's interesting about this intertwining that's been going on in these past lives, some of it's around your sexuality as well. And it creates you to not feel safe because your energy has been given to someone else and intertwined and like kind of stuck up there. So that's starting to unwind too. And your sexuality, which is, I'm going to say on a physical level, it's like second chakra stuff. Okay. That's part of your creativity also. You know, sexuality, pure divine sexuality and creativity are the same thing. The pureness, not emotional sex. Okay. Pure divine sexuality in your second chakra. It's like all these lines of light that are pure light, pure consciousness. That's you. It's pure. And it's pure creativity. It's like a lot of possible energy, like a lot of possibilities. And so as we're getting your energy back from these past lives of where you've given your energy away through doubt, it's affecting your pure sexuality to turn back on and to be, I don't want to say turn back on because it's not off. It's been depleted of your own energy. And so as your own energy is coming back, this divine sexuality is starting to, it's like, let's say your divine sexuality is all these lines of light and the light is still there, but they've also been covered up or covered over with your doubt. And so as your energy starts coming back from these past lives into this line of light, it starts clearing the doubt and it starts turning on even more. So that's part of what's going on now also. You know, the other thing I wanted to say too, part of a group power healing is, and I'm saying that now because it's probably happening now. Most people tell me that when the healing starts, they are out. They are off on their own somewhere else. They hear nothing I say. Okay. Totally normal. So if that's going on for you right now, just be with your own flow. Okay. Just be within. That's all you have to do. This is all being done for you. That's why your mind doesn't have to know anything. Okay. So any second now, about 90% of this energy that's been stuck up there is about ready to come back to you, okay? And then I have to see what else we can do with that 10%. So here's the deal. Can you deep within yourself choose to begin to really believe in yourself? Okay, and what you truly need there is just a willingness. Like, yeah, I can start. It doesn't mean you're not scared. It doesn't mean you don't have stuff. Yeah. So it's that pure, innocent willingness that goes, okay, I'll try. I can do it. It's that of where this energy is going to be allowed to come back in, okay? Just begin. That's all. You know, this whole thing about us empowering ourselves and not giving our power away and knowing that we're enough, this is deep, man, because this is lifetimes of that. So as we continue this path of awakening, it's just layers and layers and layers of the depths of I matter, I count, I'm enough, I can do it, right? This is just another one. So at this level, Spirit's asking you, can you believe in yourself, in your own abilities? Because this uncertainty that you have, let me put it this way. The story that you can't, you're still giving power to that. And that creates an uncertainty. And that keeps your energy up there. This energy won't come back until you're certain. Yes, I will begin. And again, it doesn't mean you're not scared. It just means you're not giving your energy to the idea and the power of, I don't know if I'm enough. I don't know. That can still be there. But be here in yourself, knowing that you are up against a very old soul history. But this is a huge opportunity to be like, yes, I will begin. I will begin. Okay, good. So just keep being in that sweet, vulnerable, kind of shaky place of, I so want to believe in myself, but I'm scared, you know? Just be right there. Be honest. Be right there. Because you don't have to push yourself through the scared. It's being honest and owning it that is empowering. Yep, so these parts of you are getting ready to come back now because they see like you're really in earnest right now working to do this. And they're all up there going, you don't have to be perfect, you know. That's what got you into this mess in the first place. Stop trying, they say. Stop it. Just be. Be yourself. Be scared. Be happy. Be excited. Just be. Be as you are. Okay. So some of your energy is coming back here. Some of it needs to go in other dimensions of where you exist. But it's leaving that entanglement now. So it is only your, and I'm talking very foundationally here, okay? Because when I go to that last 10%, as all of this stuff's coming back, and what we need to do to get that back to, foundationally, the only thing that's holding that energy, that's you, outside of you, is that you still are identified in the feeling of I'm not enough. That's what it is. This is where we have to use our awakeness. Okay. Good. So the I'm not enough is still there, but all your energy is like up, stuck up in there. Okay, like psychically, it's when something's identified, it's what it looks like. So it's like a balloon and it has all this air in it. So it creates the balloon to have weightlessness to it. But when you take the air out, which is your own energy, you take it out, then it's just the skin that's just hanging there of I'm not enough. Okay. We don't have to understand the complication of where these thoughts come from or beliefs or ego. Just know it's not the truth of you. And how you can know that is by tuning into your heart energy and feeling your energy there. Or tuning into that greater spaciousness of your beingness inside. It's too big to be that little issue or that little thought. Good. So what you guys are creating to happen now as you're working with all this is we're going to actually bring awakening now to these parts of you up there, which is very different than healing, okay? Which I'll describe later, okay? But awakening creates fundamental true self to pop through. So the true self isn't healed. Right? It's just true self. When we do healing on something, there's this whole experience we have with it. We feel better. It's like a pendulum. And we feel worse. And then we feel better. And then we feel worse. And it kind of, we do this healing and this all these releases until we get to this point where poof, the whole thing goes and we're just free. Don't even think about it anymore. So the freedom is very different than healing. Okay, healing is helping to release the layers, let's say, of what the freedom is underneath. Okay, so this is our awakeness. The freedom is who we are. The issues that we heal are experiences that we've had that we're identified with still. Okay. So the true freedom that you are is not any of these issues. It's just you. So when you're free, when your issue is actually freed, it's just freedom. There is no more issue. There's no more pendulum swing. It's just poof, it's gone. So these parts of you up there, because of what you're doing here, what your human self is doing now, when I said, use your awakeness to work with this belief system of I'm not enough, how you're doing it is creating us to be able to bring awakeness and freedom to these past life parts of you. And we're just getting all that ready now, okay? And so really this is one big huge you. So whenever we do healing in the past, it ripples directly here. And whatever other lifetimes and whatever other parts of you that need that healing, okay? Yeah, so we're starting that awakening up there now. And to see how that feels for you here. Do you feel it physically? Do you feel it in your consciousness? What's that feel like? You just feel quiet. Okay. And when something wakes up, it can't unawaken. Okay, so once we do this up there, it doesn't go back to asleepness or identity. That's right. Some of these parts up there go, really? I'm like, yep. Really? So this awakening that's about to kind of pop through up there is going to create quite a ripple effect to your human self here, which is going to create just a lot more embodiment and shift, okay, with your awakeness. So we need your human permission now. Are you ready for this? These bigger next levels of embodiment of your truth, your awakeness, your freedom? Yep. So that's happening. Just be and let it all happen. And we're just going to do a lot of integration at the same time as well. So you just be now and let all of this energy go on and healing, whatever's happening, however you're feeling it in your system and your consciousness. It knows exactly where you are in your path and what you need. Okay. This divine intelligence. It knows your deepest prayers, your deepest intentions, your deepest desires. It knows all that already. And it meets you there. So just let this healing do what it needs to do, okay? There's nothing you have to do, but just be. And this also has to do with your abundance, your finances, your health, your wealth, your wellness, like a big joy, okay? A big freedom that you don't have to struggle to get something. Just let it be already. Let it just come in, you know? It's a whole way of being, really, to allow things to just come to you. That's how it works, like the truth of you. The truth of you resonates at a certain level and it just draws to it that resonance. It doesn't have to try, it just does. Just like everything in your life in front of you now has been drawn to you through your resonance, through your energy, that where you've been, you know? This I'm going to call it an issue, okay? This issue of struggle that you think you have to work hard for something and have to effort and struggle. Spirit's like, nope. And so there's this thing shifting right now to really help bring in the truth of how your being actually lives, which is, it's just itself. And everything is magnified towards it. It partners with life itself because it is life itself. There is no efforting it does. Spirit's saying efforting is a choice that you don't have to make anymore. It's a habit. It's a habitual choice that you have to effort and try. What if the next time you're efforting and trying to get money or to get something, you actually stopped? You went in your heart and you asked, what is it actually that needs to be done to receive this? Not the ego you that's left over that's, you know, trying to make all these things happen. You know, as we know, that's dying off every day, right? But all this awakeness is really opening and calling forth this old way of being to complete that, that you have to work hard and struggle and push and suffer. That's not really how your true self works at all. Okay. And all these, like, I'll just simply call them like these poverty vows that you took eons ago from this feeling. They're just not needed anymore. You're to put your energy to remember who you are, not mentally remember, but feel. Like, who you are is a feeling, right? It's not this mind, thought, logical concept. Who and what you are is a feeling inside of you. That's where your energy needs to be now, not focused on poverty, right? Those two things just don't match, right? So really the quickest way to heal these days is to focus on the truth within yourself and let that be the healer, you know? Let that guide you how to heal, how to change your life, how to receive what you're trying to receive. Let the truth in you be your guide. So we're working on doing a lot of embodiment right now for your human self. And also we're doing specific physical healing of whatever you're needing right now. Spirit's basically telling you there's only one moment. And it's now. You get to start over whenever you want and choose again. Right now. And that choice will ripple into your past to reconcile the old choices. That's what all this awakening is doing. It's creating us to have to reconcile everything that's not the truth within us, right? So they're saying every moment you can start again. If you don't like where you're putting your energy, start again. You don't like a choice you made, you start again right now. We're also working with opening your health, your wealth consciousness, because wealth is a consciousness, so isn't health. Everything is consciousness, everything's energy. So like when you have a cold, right? That coldy feeling has very specific feelings to it. Ugh. That's a consciousness. Ugh. So when you don't feel well, you bring your awareness to that consciousness and see what it needs. You know, what's going on? Why is that consciousness up? How'd you get a cold, right? What is that? As an example. So because we're doing a lot of physical healing today, because it's just what you need, as well as embodying these higher frequencies of yourself, it's important to know if you want health, health is an internal job. It's a consciousness. Just like a cold is a consciousness. The flu is a consciousness, you know? So we're working to really ignite your health and your wealth and your wellness consciousness in your body, because it's inside of you. It's just covered with, you know, beliefs and wounding and stuff. That's all. Yep. You know, and as an example, when you're meditating, you can just go within yourself and ask, okay, health, wealth, consciousness, come find me. Come and get me. I'm right here. What do you feel like, I wonder? You know, active. Be active with yourself. If you want something, go within and find it. Go within and ask. This is where part of what's shifting for us is we're coming out of being more passive And we're having to actually choose now. When I do sessions, I see life's just waiting for people to choose. Just choose from your heart and we'll make it happen. Okay. They're not saying choose from your ego, choose from your attachments. They're saying, what is in your heart? What is that? We will make it happen. So it's our whole activeness is important now. You know, you want health, go within and find that. Start to feel that, steep in that health. You want wealth, go within and find that, steep in that energy of wealth. It is all you, man, seriously. Okay, so as all that's going on, we're gonna start also doing integration now too to begin moving into our completion phase of this group power healing. Whew. There's just a lot of awakeness going on up there. I'm just checking that out. So I'm watching your energy system work with all these levels of consciousness at once, and it's just embodying each layer. It's like a croissant. You know, you cut a croissant open and you see all these subtle layers. That's what you look like right now. You have all these layers of your consciousness, different parts of your consciousness, and it's all those layers that are embodying itself, taking in the energy that it needs in order to do so. And so there's just, your system's really busy right now. And there's also like a group prayer happening right now too that your beings are doing. And the prayer, you know, I have to paraphrase because it's very, very profound, but the words would be something like, the group, all of your beings are praying for one another. You're not praying for yourself, which is very interesting. Each one of you are putting a prayer out for one another that may you remember who you are. May you feel who you are. May you live from who you are. It's like that. It's very who you are. But you're each praying for one another. Not yourself, because where the prayer is arising out of is you already know who you are. That prayer already knows who it is, so it doesn't need to ask for that for itself. It comes out of who you are. Okay. All right. So what's starting to happen now is this embodiment is going to be continuing for some time, but the group energy now is starting to kind of move off into the background. Healing's moving off into the background, so we can just talk about this and answer some questions and stuff like that. But after this session, you'll never be the same. You don't go back. You don't unbody what you're embodying right now. You just can't. It's impossible. This is going to be happening for a while. Okay. All right, Miss Alara.
Do I have to come back?
Nope. You can just you can just be in your loveliness.
Yeah, that was beautiful, powerful. I have to remember next time lie down, because I wanted to do was like, I just want to lie down, you know. It was like that was amazing. Thank you. So how's everybody doing?
Yeah, I just see like all these layers of energy that are embodying this one and this one and this one and this one and this one. It's very fast and very slow at the exact same time.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're going to be integrating for a while, right?
A while.
What can we do to integrate with more ease?
Bring your human awareness into your system and check it out. What's going on in there? It's like you're checking out your inner landscape and you're looking around and you're noticing, how does it feel in here? What's going on in here? Because the more you bridge your human consciousness to your awakeness, that's it right there. Because there's all this awakeness there, but we can miss it because we're not consciously actively partnering, right? So how to make embodiment easier is spend time inside yourself with your awareness, feeling your own energy. So that's how.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you. Yep. And there's nothing to do. It's just be.
Nothing.
Feel.
Yep.
Right.
The more time, linear time goes by, the more how our life works is that we're embodied in who we are. And it's that frequency and energy that then creates. It's not this other way around. I have to go try out here before I am it here. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work anymore. It's because the truth of who we are lives that way. And so as more linear time goes by, the old self is being released off and there's nothing but our truth. And so if the true self wants something, it doesn't go try to grab it. It is it. And then it comes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, yeah. So the more we can bridge our human consciousness into our insides, into our inner consciousness, that's when our life really starts to change on the outside.
Cool.
Along those lines, I just want to share this. So I don't know when it was, a long time ago, Spirit was like, if you look around your room, everything that you see in front of you manifested from your old consciousness. It's already here. You made this happen. Mm-hmm. And they go, took a minute, right? And I'm like, yep. Can't argue with that. So, and this, they showed me this when we really began awakening. So they were like, because this took a minute to get here from your old consciousness, the more you focus on the truth of who you are, that will start manifesting your life. It just might take a minute, just like all this took a minute. So all of this will go away. But our magic now is the more we can align our human self with our true self consciously, that's when our lives really change. It's not from the outside in. It just isn't.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that you said? Okay, let's bookmark this and we'll talk about it later.
Do you want to bring something up specific?
I can't remember.
I can't either. I can go find it.
I can't remember any of that. I can't remember anything that you said.
It might just come up when people ask questions too.
Yeah. There was something about healing. So we'll talk about that later.
Healing versus awakening.
Mm-hmm. That was one thing. Yeah, there's something else, but I just no idea. And I thought to myself, well, I should write this down. Then I didn't. So it's like,
oh, I think also it was the healing versus awakening. And it was also when you're feeling this nebulous kind of emotion.
Oh yeah. That. Yeah.
Bring your awareness, so I want to share this too. And I'm going to create an MP3 for this because when I talk about this to me, it's so normal because I do it every day, all the time. I just think everybody else does this. Okay. But when I talk about it, people go, oh, I didn't know. I was like, oh, okay. So this is how you heal yourself, okay? And how you change everything, your situations, everything. Something's going on. If you have a physical pain, let's just go there. So if I have a physical pain in my knee, I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to get quiet. It takes a while, sometimes a minute, sometimes 5 hours, okay? It's an exaggeration. But I'm going to get quiet enough inside of me where I know I'm not like this, focused on my mind and it's going crazy. I get quiet enough where I feel ready and earnestly ready. I'm going to bring my awareness to my knee inside. Okay. And how it starts with, I'm like staring at my knee with my eyes. Just I'm staring at it. I'm being aware. I'm looking at it with my awareness. And then at some point, presence takes over. Okay. Awareness takes over. And then I look at my knee from there and I'm like, basically without words, I ask it, what's going on? Why are you hurting? Where did this come from? What are you wanting me to know? I ask it a gazillion questions until one goes, dunk, that's it. And then it takes me on a journey and I just follow that. And it's detailed, you know, but my knee is information. It's by the time a physical pain shows up, where has it been sitting? Because our physical body is, like we could say, one of the last manifestations of our consciousness here, besides what we do, right? Because that's a manifestation too. But if something's hurting physically or situationally, It came from somewhere. It didn't just show up all by itself all of a sudden. Where did it come from? How do you change it, right? So when you bring your awareness in, even when I said, how do you embody all this? How do you integrate? You bring your awareness in and you check yourself out and you spend time in there. It starts by your mind, let's say, is looking. But just be patient and wait for something deeper to happen. Something that's like you just drop into presence and then you're actually with yourself. So that's a quick description of how you... But mm-hmm. You'll start off by staring at it, you know, because yeah. People go, well, nothing's happening. It's like, give it a minute. Nothing's happening. Right. But we don't know this until we actually have tried it and yeah. Went, oh, I'm still staring. So nothing can happen from here. I'm still in my mind. Nothing can happen. You know, everything I teach and share is because I've been through it. It's not like I didn't read it. I didn't learn it. I've experienced it directly, you know. Our spirit told me very specifically in a very specific way where I get it deeply. You mm-hmm. know? So yeah, bringing your awareness to something within, it'll start off in the mind. Most times, wait, be with deep curiosity and the desire to know. That's, I just want to share that part. Should we take questions now? What would
you... Yes, let's take some questions.
Yeah.
All right. So we have some hands raised. We have some questions in the chat. Where do you want to go, Neil? Shh.
Hand, please.
Hand. All right. So we're going. One second. Here we go. So we're going to go to Sarla first. Go. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Sarla.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Yes. Hi.
Hi. I love when you guys are on video. It's so cool.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I am just doing it here. I am this video card. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Hi.
Yes. This is my grandson, elder one.
Ah, so cute.
Learning how to do pendulum.
Ah. Learning how to do the pendulum. I love it.
Awesome. Cool.
Yes. Good. So my issue is not awakening, but healing. If all right, first say hello, Elhara, and Ambuz, ma'am. About actually, I find that my brain memory retrieval is very poor, and I am getting more confused, day, time, things, and it seems it is no more powerful as understanding things. What you call comprehension, yeah. And other thing. I am not, losing it. So I don't know what you want to say about that.
Well, when you talk about that, I feel like whatever that energy is, it's not yours.
Please.
Please. He wants to play too.
So I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
He's disturbing it because I can't hear it.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah, because my grandson was actually moving around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He didn't hear. Did you say anything?
Yeah.
You said it is.
Yeah, I told you the whole answer, man. You missed it.
Sorry, Ambuz. I am very sorry.
No, no, she didn't.
I'm joking.
Oh, all right. So what did you say about that?
So what I see when you talk about this thing is there's something going on in there that's not your own energy, that's creating like an interference, I want to call it, or a blocking, okay?
All right.
So yeah. How something gets into us is it sticks to an unhealed issue always, okay? So I need to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I don't quite have all the question yet, so I'm just getting to that now. Okay. So I'm going to have to talk this out so I can get down to what this root is. Okay.
All right. Sure.
So I see this image of you walking through your lifetimes. Okay.
All right. Just
and I'm just simplifying this one thing because of course you've had a lot happening in a lot of lifetimes. Okay.
Yes.
There's this image of you walking and healing yourself on the path of healing, on the path of awakening, okay? And there's like two pieces to it. There's the path that you've done for yourself, but this other piece, this is where we have to go, okay? There's this feeling of, I can't just do it for myself and be healed on my own. I've got to, it's like there's an obligation feeling of, I've got to either take others with me or do something for someone else. I can't just be on my own and have my path. So I see this image of this kind of spiritualized idea of how to help people, okay, while you're healing yourself, come up. Presently, this walk is this lifetime, you're up against these two things, okay? You're up against like a belief that your spiritual work then has to help someone else. It can't just be about you. And this is the simplest way I can describe this feeling I'm getting, okay? The question is this. Do you know that you can actually heal yourself and that's enough?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily what you just said. Yes, I always, you know, trying to heal other people, you know, all the time, you know. When I hear, yes. And I have,
go ahead. Oh, is she gone?
I think we lost her. Yeah. Oh, well, she's there, but she's just muted.
Oh, I am lost.
Hello. Okay, Starla, why don't you?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Why don't you call back when you have a bit more, you know, less distractions.
All right. No, that's enough.
Right?
That's enough. Your video is stopped.
So foundationally, the answer to me is this.
Yeah. I'm just going in actually, you know, I don't know where it is happening, you know. Yeah.
So that's where the split is, let's say, and that's where this energy got in. Speaking.
Can you hear us, Sarla?
Yes, darling.
Okay, good. Because Ambujama's giving you your answer, but I'm not sure if you're hearing us.
No, because he's all the time interfering, pulling my earplug and other things, you know.
Yes, it's not funny listening. That's exactly the issue. Is that I get it humanly, you know, he's there. But yes, there's the issue to me is there's this feeling of your healing always has to be for somebody else. It can't just be for you. And that's the spot. That's the spot that needs questioning, and that's the spot to ask your heart, is that really true?
Uh-huh.
That's the big spot, and that's call it a karmic thing for you.
Yeah.
And now, I think it's for a lot of people, too.
Yes. Yeah. The truth, okay, capital T truth, is that we can't heal ourselves without helping someone else. There's no way. Uh-huh. But emotionally, when we try to help someone else or we believe I got to go help someone else, that's not the truth. That's an emotion. It's very different.
Okay.
Yep. I see this part of you like looking at me going, okay. And I'm challenging a very foundational spiritual belief here.
Yeah. I'm listening. Yeah.
But I feel like she's getting it now. She's... Because this is a really big question for you of, you know, what does this mean moving forward, right? Because you've been trying to, thinking that you should, you know, it's like your spiritual job to help others in a very specific way that gives your energy away. It's like having a house and you leave your window open all the time. And then someone gets in and you're like, how'd you get in? It's like, oh, my window is open.
Yeah.
So it's a foundational question to ask yourself moving forward. What's really true in my heart of hearts, not my spiritual beliefs, not my gods for my spiritual beliefs, but what's the foundational truth of my beingness? And that will guide you and that will help this. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I,
yeah. All right.
That's what I've got for you. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Sarala.
Thank you. Thank you, Vincent. Thank you, Alara. Yes.
Thank you.
So
about that, we're just going to just go a little bit more into that. So,
yeah.
You know, a lot of, so basically what you're saying is, yeah, you can't heal yourself, you know, without healing other people. You're going to be healing other people as well as you're healing yourself.
But unconsciously.
Right. But don't just have the intention of healing other people at your expense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And how you know is it doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ever so slight. I don't want to, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, this doesn't feel true to me. It just feels off, or it feels like, you know, when your intuition goes no, but you go, okay, mm-hmm. something inside goes, oh shit. These subtle feelings, these little niggles that we have about these things that we're just doing now because we're in so much habit. Yep. We really have to watch these. And foundationally, when we heal ourselves, that ripples out in very specific ways that we don't have to try. Our truth is doing it. There's no, like you said, there's no at expense of me,
mm-hmm.
right? And this, again, these are core belief systems we've had forever. And we all brought up that our upbringing fed this stuff, right? A long time ago, I was, one of my gifts for first reopening in California and stuff, a friend of mine gave me this rose and I put it next to my bed and I was still learning like what I can do and all this stuff. So I'm sitting there and all of a sudden the rose started talking to me and I was like, the rose is taught, like that was new for me. So the rose said, hey, see how you can keep smelling me and the smell just gets stronger and sweeter? And I was like, yeah. And she said, that's because I'm giving of myself. Sorry, I just messed it up. She goes, that's because I'm giving from myself, not of myself. Mm-hmm. My scent is extra. I'm not trying to create a scent. It costs me nothing.
Right. I'm just
if I gave from myself, I mean, of myself, my leaves would fall off. My stems would break because I was still learning. Because when I gifts first opened, I felt like I had this like superhero cape. And somebody would call on a Saturday and a Sunday. I'd go, okay, I'll be right there. Because I felt like I can't turn this off. I have this beautiful gift that I have to do 24 hours a day. And it took me a really long time to go, well, you know what? No. My work is Tuesday through Friday. Sign is closed. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You know, it took me a while to realize, like, that's okay. You know? So, yeah, I mean, these beliefs are super deep. But that's exactly it. We do these healings. You know, the truth is when we heal ourselves, we heal another, but not because we try. It's because it's natural and it's organic and it's effortless. It doesn't cost us anything. Exactly. It's the same.
Yeah. Awesome.
But yeah, the beliefs that create that contraction and that limitedness and that smallness and that emotional kind of, that's a clue.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. So we're going to go to Michelle. Michelle, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you.
Michelle.
Hello.
Michelle.
Are you at work?
Yeah.
Looks like it.
I love it. Yeah. Hello,
everybody. I can't hear you.
Okay. Issue?
So stop moving the microphone the best you can. Just hold it out.
Like a little bit. All right. My issue is physical. Is strained. It's belching whether I eat or I don't eat.
How long?
Off and on as long as I can remember, but now it's really bad, like it won't stop.
Mm.
It seems completely not related to food.
So I'm just going to ask you this. I know you're at work. Okay.
Go ahead. Whatever.
Have you ever brought your awareness inside to this yet and sat with it and looked at it just like I described a few minutes ago?
While you were saying that, I was doing it and I could feel like a pain on the left side.
Okay. Because we just have a couple minutes, okay. I want to look at it and see what we can do. But if we had more time, I would actually walk through this with you. I would have you bring your awareness down into where that belching energy is and walk you through that process so you know how to do this for yourself. Okay. Wow. But foundationally, to do that, because whatever's in there, you need to learn and realize about yourself. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm just going to see what's going in there. So I'm going to say some weird stuff maybe. All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. The first thing that I see in there is like this little gargoyle energy. Okay. That's like this coming out of your stomach area. Okay. Uh-huh. So that's where I'm going to start is what the hell, what is going on in there? Okay. Because I feel like what this issue is, it's a very past life thing in the stomach area and in the like solar plexus area. And it's got like, when I look at the front of your body, it just goes all the way back into these other lifetimes. Okay. So what's happening physically has layers and layers and like a whole tunnel that goes back. Okay. And I feel like foundationally what this is all about is it's really you being in your power in a huge way. And there's just lifetimes of energy that doesn't want you to do that. So what you're dealing with presently is not just your own coming back on after you've shut yourself down and said, I'm too scared to be that amazing and that big and that powerful, to other energies that have globbed onto that no and added to it. Okay. That's the foundation. I'm going to describe it foundationally. So I'm going to go into this gargoyle dude and see what we can do there. Okay. Yep. He's like, basically like, oh shit, I have to exit. He's looking at me like, he's not happy. You know, he's got a nice little home in there. So are you ready? I'm going to release this dude. Yep. So now your energy way up there is like, oh, right. I just need to clear the pipes, run my energy all the way from the past, all the way through the present, all the way through your stomach. So that's what we're doing now, okay? This is part of you way up there who started all of this. She's like, yeah, it's time. I got to own my huge feminine, powerful queen dragon self. Like, it's massive. So we're just going to turn that on now more. You, okay? Way up there. It's interesting that this question comes from the woman after, before you, because this part of you up there goes, ugh, now I'm going to have to do things I don't want to do, right? And we're like, no, that is not what being in your power is. So this part of you equates being in your power equals you're going to have to do a bunch of stuff you don't want to. Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff happening now. There's almost like these little pustules. I don't know how to say that word, that have been in the system somewhere that's starting to heal now and let go and release. And because to me, this is all about the oxygen of your energy being able to run through your system, of you being in your power and to know and to be really gentle and be patient, because this thing's massive. It's going to take a while for you to go, right, yes, I'm here, I can do it, totally, just step by step. And there's some old anger that this part of you is like, you don't want to mess with me, dairy. You don't want to open this can of worms. And I'm like, well, you know, so that tells me to tell you that you're going to have to deal with deep anger of shutting yourself down that's been in there, you know. So really just take your time with this, okay? How are you feeling right now?
I feel good.
What's it feel like in there now?
A little warm and fuzzy. Mm. nicely. Give it.
Say that again.
Warm and fuzzy, nice.
Nice, yeah. That's how it looks to me. Like, it's like, yeah. So do you have a sense of what I'm saying about how it just like kind of keeps going and going and going and going?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So now you know what to do. Deal with that part of you up there, which is really in here, you know, of, okay, where do I still want to block? Where is it really time to open now? And how do I just foundationally reconcile with myself? You know, gently.
Gently.
Because the anger has a reason to be there.
Gotcha.
Everything does, right? So
yeah.
How do you be like, sister, I've got you, man. Just tell me what's happening. I'm here, you know? Have you heard of Ho'oponopono?
Yes, I know it well.
Yep, do that with this part of you too. That's so good.
Thank you so much. I'm a huge fan.
Awesome. Thank you, Michelle. That was great.
Thank you.
I think it was just not just for you, for everybody as well. I was yawning like crazy, you know, as well. So, yeah. Yep. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks, love. Appreciate you.
All right. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. When I saw that gargoyle thing, I was like, well, whatever this is about is going to help the whole group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So should we just take like a couple more calls and?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's Melissa is up next. Melissa, I'll go ahead and unmute you. Hello.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Alara. Hi, Humble Jam.
Hi, ooh. Melissa.
Hey, powerful call.
Thank you.
Okay, so much has come up.
Yeah, but keep it to one.
Okay. Well. Okay, this is important. I'm really, I don't want to use that word struggle, but that happened today and I really want to not be doing that anymore. But what I've gone, okay, this is day 11 without a meal, you know, like I went 5 days without food and water. This was all because of a medical condition. But so, and then, and I was fine. I had no symptomology whatsoever. The last 3 days, I've started eating a little, I've tried juicing. That's where my struggle came in today because there was this struggle around trying to get the juicer together. I mean, it wouldn't work. Nothing would work. And I got so weak, I fell down. And then I just started to cry, you know, like, I don't want to do this. I just want the smooth and the easy and the flow, no struggle. But I think this whole eating thing is very, very deep. Something about not wanting to have to eat in a physical body, that it's not even necessary. And I'm struggling with this on some other level. I mean, that's what is coming through the call.
What's your foundational question with all that?
How do I come back into homeostasis balance so I can function? Because I'm dizzy. I can't.
Okay,
I need to eat again. And I don't know what's keeping me from actually eating. I mean, and there's a struggle to make the food or to get the drink or I don't want to go into a lot of details, but there's something up.
Here, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what you're bringing up. For me, as you're talking about all that, I'm going to use the word split for now. There's been a foundational split in your soul body. Okay. This foundational split, I'm going to simply call it your soul body because I don't really know what to call it, an energy body. Okay. Because when I say soul body, that doesn't really resonate for me. There's a split in an energy body of yours, and the split's been here, and what you're doing presently in your life is triggering it, like all this awakeness is triggering it to come forward, okay? So that's what we have to deal with is a split and what we need to do, okay? When this part of you super scared, like I'm going up there, and she's like, no, 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 no! Like this feeling of, I can't do it, I can't do it, like whatever it is that she feels like I'm going to go address. So God's coming in for this one, okay? Talk to you. And because this thing's old, whatever this is, really, 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 really old. And it's deep belief.
Oh,
God, man. It's so, like, oh. It's 2 seconds, oh. But I've got to, like, put words to it here. Yeah. So whatever you're doing with your awareness is helping us basically sew this back together now. What do you feel the belief was or is? What do you sense? Like, how would you put words to this that you're feeling right now?
Having trouble talking and I'm feeling real nauseous. Like, oh, it's really hard to find words for.
But you're on it. Okay, really? Forget the words. Okay. You're on it though. This is exactly where you need to be.
I see like this giant crevice in the earth, you know, like we're like this giant crevice, this big, deep, ancient separation in the earth.
Yeah, that's within you, that thing you're seeing.
Okay.
There may be one in the earth, okay, but this giant crevice thing is actually within your own consciousness.
Yeah, I get that. I just think that was my visual metaphor for myself.
Yeah.
Really see how ancient, big, and deep this is. Oh,
totally, sister. But now your awareness is on it, and now you can be with it and work with it like that, exactly like you're doing now. See, the thing about healing ourselves is it's not mental, right? So your awareness went right there when I talked about it. And now that awareness and that knowing is working with it, right? Because you feel it. You just have to stay conscious with it, like just like you're doing. Because God's like, you got this. And he's like, you know, if you want to have a conversation with me about this, you can. He's like, but you know what it is. And it is. It's pretty core. Not just for you, but it's, we could say it is in the earth. It's really deep separation.
Yes.
Yeah. So God goes, hey, you just got the best prize in the Cracker Jack box then, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because you're gonna basically complete your separation piece there.
Oh, I've been working on that consciously for so long. I mean, literally, it feels like about 2 years now. So this is huge then.
Yep, it's big. See, that makes sense to me because, I've been just seeing like your path is what's triggering this. It's bringing it up. So you've been already working on it then. Yep.
Yeah, because it's just been this constant, every step forward feels like bingo. It's like stepping on not like a landmine, but something like a jack in the box pops up or something every step and then woo, and dealing with that.
And this is exactly how awakening works. So our internal self starts waking up, let's say, or the awake self starts coming through everything. And then life starts bringing us the issues that we need in order to embody our awakening. So that's exactly it.
So the whole thing that happened when, like, I got weak, fell down and cried and just felt like I just don't want this anymore. I find that to be significant. Was that just that human part of me that just, okay. That's easy. I got that. Okay.
Yay. This makes me happy. Because now you got it.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So I do. No other. Beautiful. Thank you. I got it. Yeah. I'm on. All right.
That's great, thank Melissa. You.
Good detective work.
All right. I really appreciate this. I wow. Yeah. I'm just sweating like mad. Just pouring. I can't even see out of my eyes. Just like, whoa.
Man. This is since second incarnation. First, between one and two. So it's like it's like 3/4 of the way through your first incarnation is when this started, which then moved into your second and onward. So this is old. This is core. Wow. So just keep being with it, man. You got it.
Thank you for that. That was powerful. That was empowering to know that. this is big. Thank you.
Yeah. I feel so welcome.
Awesome, Melissa. Totally. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very blessed. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Let's just do one more, sure. Maybe.
Yeah. So we're going to go to the phone number ending in 8899. I'll go ahead and unmute you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So this is my first time here. This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Hi, Nikki. Awesome.
Hi. So this is my first time hearing you, and this was all kind of divinely directed because I've already purchased your special offer because the first thing you talked about was grief and your group call.
So you're one of those people that, because when this group came through last week, because I'm like, what are we going to do a group on? And I felt like this super deep sadness. And what I channeled when I wrote it was like, you know, there's a reason why we're focusing on this right now. And I don't know why, but spirit knows when we focus on this super deep level of grief and sadness, it's going to affect the whole path. And that's why we're doing it, because it's core right now for you, obviously, for the certain people. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me just ask a question. I think it's a pretty generic question regarding this, because, you know, grief has been my, what should I say? I'm 67, and I feel like I've been unraveling this ancestral shit for this whole time. And I'm still in a place. I mean, I just went to Kauai to visit my family, and I spent a day and a half crying in a hotel, which is like crazy. But I got so unraveled going down, and then it's like, oh my God, it's grief again. Shit. You know, I can't, it's just so old and so deep.
I'm going to ask you this question. When you bring your awareness, when you said, oh, grief again, okay. When you bring when you bring your awareness to that, I'm going to ask you this question now, and I want you to trust your intuition, whatever it tells you, okay? What percentage of this grief is yours?
Zero.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, I know that, but it's like it's still in me, or I'm in it, or whatever.
Okay, next question is this. Well, I have one question for you, and then the next question is, are you ready for this to go back to where it belongs? What does your heart say?
Oh, God, yes. I was a hospice nurse for 30 plus years. I'd like them to take it all back. Not to mention, you know, my literal lineage. So it's like, I just want to be me.
Yeah, exactly. So question number three is this. What in you let this in the first place, and just feel what your intuition brings you?
Well, it's worthlessness.
What's before that? What's before that?
I think it's just massive vows of what I call the Bodhisattva vows.
I'm going to call it before the worthlessness. I'm going to call it like a deep hole, endless kind of hole. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that's not even yours either. All right. But this is where the healing has to happen now, is this spot. You ready?
Yeah. And that's what I've been seeing, is just black hole trying to get to the other side of it.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Or the bottom of it, or whatever. It's not even like that. It's just space, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So Spirit's asking
scary.
Me. To,
it's just
exactly.
endless.
Yeah. Spirit's asking me to ask you, why were you born with this? How come you had this experience with this hole? Why? What was its purpose? What's your intuition know about that?
Mm.
What's your know about that? How come?
Well, it's a path back to source.
Yep. How come you, though? Yep. Yeah, so that spot can no longer have to be that way anymore now. Right, can begin. It's because you've gotten everything that you needed from it, and so didn't whatever the divine reason was that. You know, it's like, to me, it looks like there are two reasons. One was your own soul's path to experience that for whatever reason, but the other was a divine kind of reason that your being was able to hold that.
Exactly. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Exactly. So I chose to do that, yeah. But I don't need that anymore.
That's right. Yep. So you ready? We're just going to work with it right now and help it bring truth now in it.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. God's like, I'm so proud of you. I'm going to give you a cinnamon roll. You can just eat a roll at a bakery and to relish in the whole experience of why and that you're beginning to end that now. And it's like a celebration almost, like a gloriousness, because not only did your soul learn, but so by you, your true self holding that in the way it did, other people were able to experience what they needed to. Not from a martyr place. It's just part of the divine, just part of what you did. But yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so no regrets. Thank you. No regrets. Just exactly. Moving on.
Nothing but beauty. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Well, I look forward to working with you again. Thank you.
Awesome, Nikki. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. that was awesome. So let's just take a breath and let's talk a little bit about the special offer. So those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/ambujam9. And I'll share that here. 1 second. I'm going to share my screen. So Ambujam is going to be like, well, no, don't share your screen.
What? I think it's good, right?
Okay, good. As long as it's, you know, not affecting your, you know, I like to share the screen. That way you can still talk.
Yeah, it's great. Because then you can actually see what we're talking about.
So there are three packages, package A, B, and C. Package A is a selection of 13 MP3s. Package B includes the 13 MP3s, the Veil Removal Series, plus the Self-Inquiry and Discernment Series, plus a Group Power Healing. And then Package C is the Veil Removal Series, the Self-Inquiry and Discernment Series, the How to Find, Know, and Embody Your Path Series, as well as 2 Group Power Healing sessions. So I'll let you explain.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
I actually want to start with Package C.
Yeah, okay. 1 second, let me go down.
Okay.
I have this really weird thing on my screen, like this yellow
hair.
It's like, how's that possible? It's like, what the heck? So weird. I'm going to have to, All right, we're going all the way down to Package C.
Why I want to start with Package C is because that How to Find, Know, and Embody Your Path series is for you guys. Specifically. So I'll talk about the other MP3s in a second, but what I did is I tuned into the group and I asked Spirit, what can they most need right now to help them on their path? And Spirit showed me that you actually need to find your path. If you could have support in actually finding and feeling and locating your path, like what is that? Okay. So we created these four or five. I'm looking at my screen too. Is there five? There's four. Okay. Here's the deal. Your path is not just this thing you do, and it's not an external thing. It's an internal It is who and what you are. Your path is something that you will walk with for the rest of your life. It's an everyday, much larger thing than just something that your purpose is, that your being has come here to do, okay? So in the first introduction, I go into all of that, okay? What is your path, okay? The second recording brings you through a guided meditation for you to tap into the path for yourself, because no one can ever tell you what your path is. Can we guide? Can we support? Can we guide you there? Yes. But without you foundationally having an experience of what your path is, how do you live your path, right? So the second recording is a guided meditation to help you connect to the path. What does that even feel like? What is that, right? And that's, you know, about 15 minutes that you actually be with that guided meditation to connect. The one after that, the embodying your path, is a, you know, big 17-minute recording where spirit takes everything that you just learned about yourself and your path to embody that in your system. So it's like this huge meditation energy healing that we deepen everything that you've learned and everything that you've experienced about what the path is, to really help your human self steep and steep and steep and soak in that path. Because like I said earlier, what our path is about now is the more we are attuned and aligned with the truth of who we are, our external world changes. And so it is foundational for you to connect to what your path is internally, which again includes so many other things than just expression of purpose, right? So we really created this series for you specifically, for Alara's listeners specifically, okay? So the last one after all that embodiment is just me talking about, it's just like 3 minutes, me saying how to just be with this in your daily life, you know, how to bring your awareness in and sit with yourself and just check yourself out. So package C is the only one that includes this specific guided meditation into the path and embodiment into the path. So that's why I wanted to talk about that first. It also includes 2 group power healings. Package B that includes the group power healing, which I'll talk about in a second. It also includes 2 other recordings. Okay. The first recording, which is package A, is what I call veil removal series. Spirit showed me that within the system and within our consciousness, we have these veils. And to me, they look like webbing. Okay. Like a spider web. These veils are foundationally from the ego's need to survive and super deep fears that we've all been through that are just so god darn scared to let go. It creates like a veil that's holding onto our system. Within that veil is emotions and energy and experiences and soul history. There's just a ton of stuff in there. These veils make our embodiment that much harder because we're bumping up against them and we don't even know that they're in there, right? So Spirit and I created this series that go through all the chakras, your sexuality organs, your sexuality, and your navel area to clear out these veils. And we also clear energy that's not you that have stuck to these veils, because sometimes these veils aren't even your own energy. There's something else. So this whole veil removal series goes through all of your chakras. It does a healing as a whole in the beginning, just kind of an overview of just releasing veils wherever they're ready to go. And they're very, very in-depth. Each recording is very, very, very in-depth. And it's very powerful. I've had really good feedback from people who've experienced this. I listened to it myself and I was like, dang, I didn't know I had some uncle sitting on top of my head. I didn't know that. Release that dude. So that was just interesting. So yeah, they're very, again, all my work is based on embodiment and how do we embody you as fast as possible. So these veils, releasing these veils really help do that. And you can re-listen over and over and over as many times as you want. Spirit will always meet you where you're at every time you listen to release next levels of veils and other energies. And it's just magical like that. So that's package A. Package B includes that plus myself inquiry and discernment series. And that is specifically to help you discern the difference for yourself between your mind, your emotions, and your truth and your heart, because that is also our core practice. I deal with that every day. You know, I have ideas about my life, but I tune into my heart. I'm like, well, is that even true? My heart's like, no. And so, you know, this is a cornerstone for my entire life. I'm constantly discerning the difference between my ideas of myself, my emotional reactions of a situation, and what is really true in my heart to do. And so I've created this healing series and meditation series to really help you know for yourself directly, to give you that, you know, to teach you how to fish, right? So in this recording series, Spirit asks you to choose a question to stay with for each recordings. And they ask you to be with each question, to take it to your mind, to take it to your emotions, and then to take it to the truth in your heart. So you can use this for anything throughout the day to always know what is the truth in your heart. And then it just becomes something that happens automatically. You just, you know, the difference of, oh, that's my mind, or oh, that's my emotions, or oh, that's the truth. So that's there too. And that's in package B. Package C includes all of that, plus the recording I told you about earlier to help you embody your path. If you buy a package with the group Power Healings, that expires in 6 months, and you'll get on my list once you purchase that package. I will send you an email of how to redeem those group Power Healings. You have 6 months to use it, and you will be on my list, and you'll receive all the group Power Healing invitations, and then you can just choose whichever one feels right for you. And they always occur, all the information's on this page, they always occur right now on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 to 8:30. It's about 60 to 70 minutes of healing, and then we open the Q&A just to share our experiences and ask questions about the session. Group Power Healings, there's kind of two kinds, I'll simply say. One is topics. We actually pick a topic, which is like tomorrow night. The topic is deep sadness, loss, loneliness, and emotional heaviness. The topic is always just the end result of something, so we always go much, much deeper than just that topic. And again, you know, the group will bring everything that we do. And then the other kind of group power healings that there are is just to help you on your path. And sometimes Spirit will just alert me that we're going through an energetic shift, and they want to help support everybody during that. So you'll always, when you email, there'll always be labeled GPH, and then you'll see the topic there. And again, you have 6 months to use your one or two group power healings. And again, everything that's on this page is for all clients. Okay. And I think that's everything.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you. And I was just going to say, for, because there is a group power healing tomorrow, right? So if, yep. So if you're going to buy the package because you want to be part of the group power healing session for tomorrow, buy it now. You know, and what's the latest? Because, you know, obviously I have to give you the information.
Exactly. Right? So thank you for asking that. The deadline to sign up is 6 p.m. all the time, Eastern, the day of. Mm-hmm. So I would need that information, probably by 2 tomorrow or something, because I have to email everybody their group power healing policies to sign before they can join.
Yeah.
So yeah, as soon as possible.
Exactly. Awesome.
The other thing I just want to mention too, so my free gift is the first 3 recordings of that Veil series. So when you guys click on the free gift, it sends you over to my site where you can download and listen to the 3. And if you want to purchase just that or one of the other groups, there's a button there that says click here to purchase. It just brings you right back to Alara's page. So awesome. That's all there too.
Yeah. And I did test the link. It does work. So, you know, go to the gifts page. I'm not going to announce what it is because it's just for you guys who are, you know, part of my community. So go to the gifts page and download them, listen to them, right?
Yeah.
Good. Awesome. All right. So does anybody have any questions about the packages? So package A is $57. Package B is $147. Package C is $197. And, you know, as you look at the page, you'll see the package C includes all 3 of the MP3 packages plus 2 group healing sessions that you can use up until, March 2020 or something like that. Okay. So Randy says he was able to interact last time and it was good. Thank you. Good. I'm glad. Yay. Awesome, Randy. Glad to hear that. So did you, yeah. I'm just looking at the time as well. Yeah. So how are you doing, Amberjan?
I think maybe we should just take one more question and then we'll wrap it up. Awesome. We'll end the group and everything. Because, you know, during this whole time, all this group stuff's been continuing to happen. So
yeah,
we have to wrap it up too. So that's the thing with my work is like, you guys let me in and then I have to come out. And so we have to complete our connection and everything. And that happens with every group that we do. So we'll do that once we're done. So yeah, do you want to just do one more question or do you want to complete now? What do you?
Yeah, no, we can do one more question. I'm good. So Simona, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Simona Carmen, there you are. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi. Oh, that's such a nice surprise. Thank you. My question is related to the fact that I'm feeling my eye vision. It's getting worse. And I can sense that maybe there's something I don't want to see or I don't want to accept, but I'm not sure what is. And after feeling for a while on a very fast track on the alignment path, somehow I feel stuck. I don't know if there is a connection between these.
It's interesting as you're talking about this, I'm like, no, we actually need to go somewhere more important because it's connected to it. And then you just said it. It's like, that's where we have to go. This stuck feeling. Okay. Because the thing that's stuck directly goes into the eyes. And the thing that's stuck has been there for a really long time and it's just being uncovered now. So it's actually good news. So I'm just going to go on a little journey and this part of you is looking at me with her hands on her hips going, I don't know about you exactly. Maybe I don't know. She's just kind of checking me out. You know, this part is like, which is all part of this. She has these, it's like an image of being in depression times. She's angry, her clothes are old. She feels like life's out to get her. She feels like she doesn't trust anybody. She's just kind of got a scowl. She feels like, why should I trust you? And so that energy is super specific, which is part of everything. I don't know why yet, you know, how it's all connected, but as she's looking at me, she just shows me just that image of whatever experiences she's had has hardened her sort of, you know, she goes, hence the block, like that. I don't feel like that's the only reason that the block is there, but it is a reason, but we're not going to go to that one specifically. Cause it's just a reason of why she feels blocked and why she's like this, but we're going more, before that now. It's so interesting, you guys, today, because everybody I talk to, the stuff that you're dealing with is really core. It's not like, oh, when you were two, you fell down the stairs and so you're scared of heights, you know? The stuff is like super old, super ready. Yep. So this is what this part of you shows me. Not the one that was just talking to me, but a deeper part, more past. She shows me this image of your human self is here, let's say, and she's here and God is up here. Gotta get that right. Okay. There's a stream of life force energy that goes all the way here and beyond. Okay. She's standing there and there's this life force energy that's like just this flow of the river. And she's like this, Nope. She's kind of like 12. It's kind of how she shows herself to me. And God's like just kind of looking down at her, waiting for her to look up. Because this part's been so used to feeling like she has to do everything by herself. And she's feisty, you know, which is a real quality, the feisty part. You don't have to lose that, but it's, you know, some of it's just emotional because of why she, you know, feels so I get to do everything on my own, which is part of that connection to that feeling of that other part of you, the older lady part, who's like, life's out to get me. Why should I trust you? You know, it's all part of the same kind of story, history of, and God's just waiting. Like, he's kind of like staring down at her, waiting until she feels something enough for her to go, okay, what? Because she knows if she goes, okay, what, this whole thing's going to end. So that's why she's not looking yet. And we're just waiting for her to look. So she's starting to look now. So she's just kind of wanting to run all around, just like a kid. You know, she just wants to run all around. She doesn't want to stop and stay still. And God's just waiting for her to run around and stay still so we can find out what's going on. So he's gently just kind of putting it out there until while she's running around. He's like, so you feel like you have to do everything all by yourself there, huh? She's like, yep, mm-hmm, yep, yep, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep. And he's just like waiting for why, you know, what she's going to have to say about that. She's like, well, I don't trust you for one, she says. She's talking to God. I don't trust you. She's like, you're just like all the other adults. You say that you love me. You say that you're going to be there for me. You say I'm in your best interest, but you're all about yourselves. You're all selfish. And God just goes, yep. They are selfish. That's right. And this part of you is just like, why? Why are they selfish? It shouldn't be that way. They should care about me for real. And God goes, they don't. And this part of you is like, she starts crying. She's like, I knew it. God's like, I'm not going to lie to you. They don't care about you. And this part's just like bawling her eyes out. And then she is just like, why? And basically what God is saying is because they're in their own self-serving ego. That's why. She goes, you know that I'm not going to let them get away with it just because of that, you know. God goes, oh, I know, and nor should you. But I'm just letting you know the reason why you couldn't trust all these people and they're out for themselves is because they're in their self-serving ego. They are only out for themselves. That's what ego is. It's self-serving, foundationally. So this part of you goes, you're going to tell me this is in me somewhere, aren't you? God's like, that's right. Part of you already knows, like, okay, this is going to get to me somehow. And this part of you just says, I've always been afraid of really letting someone in. And God goes, I know. And she looks at God and she's like, it's time now, isn't it? God goes, yep. So how do you feel about letting life in, letting people in?
Oh, it got better lately, but it's like coming and going away, and that I think makes me feel it more acute, because somehow I have moments in which I started to see what it really means to connect with somebody.
Yes, you just nailed it.
Connection, and it's still, not permanent.
Yeah. So you just nailed it when you said what it really means to connect. Because that's foundationally what you need to do now. And my image is that since your second incarnation is when you've not done this. So it's a big deal. And I just feel like it's part of your path to do it. It's part of what your soul's journey is to contract like a little ball and then uncontract and fully be in relationship. Not just with people, but fully. Life itself, God, Source, the universe, the angels, the self. It's endless. I don't have words for it. But that feels like it's part of your purpose as a soul to experience the depth of connection like that.
Yes, I felt this call. And yeah, just finding the strength to...
Yeah, because it's huge. Yeah, because once you say yes to that, you can't hide, right? And you know that. That's why it's like you just said, it's I've had to find the strength to muster up to go, okay, I'm ready. I'll do it. Yeah, because it's so core. It's so major. So this part of you... She's like a child. She's kind of like riding her tricycle around because she just wants to like distract, you know, like kids don't want to stand still, you know? And so she's kind of like riding her big old ancient, this tricycle that's so old, you know? And she's like, the wheels I'm hearing turn, and she's looking at God. She's looking down at you and she's kind of like, uh-oh. I can't, you know, at some point she's gonna be like, okay, I'll do it, you know, because it starts with that part of you up there, let's say, you know. She looks at me, she's like, can you promise me it's gonna be like blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, nope. She's like, well, that's good because that would be a lie. And I'm like, yep. And she's like, then you just be like everybody else. You just tell me what I want to hear to make me feel better. She goes, you know, you can trust that. You can trust that truth, you know? So I'm just like looking at her going, yeah, I got nothing. I don't have anything. I can't promise you. And she knows that really, you know, but she had to ask. That has to come out. And she looks at God and she's like, can you promise me that? And she knows she can't really ask either, but she's got to get it out, you know? And he just goes... And he, emotional. He, within seconds, okay, shows this part of you 80,000 incarnations of itself, of God, okay? And he said, if I could control all of that ahead of time, what's the point? Why would I even incarnate? And I'm using paraphrasing, you know. But he's like, if I could... have everything set up ahead of time. Where's the surprise? Where's the risk? Where's the courage? Where's the fear? Where's the moment it takes when that bud, tight bud, opens and starts to blossom? What would be the point if I controlled everything? You know? She's like, yeah, I know, but I just had to ask. So are you ready? I feel like she's gonna start now.
Definitely run.
And I just feel like, you know, this affects us all because this is what we all need to do. This is what we all yearn for in our heart of 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 heart. It's like real connection, right? Like real connection, real connection. Yep. So she's begun now and she's like, oh, I'm going to get new papers, aren't I? And he's like, yep. Because now this is such a big part of your soul's purpose, I'll say, to be in that, to experience that and all the things that come with it, you know, that now that this part of you said yes and that's begun, it's like these new you know, divine orders will start coming through of how that you'll express that and your purposes from there, and you know. That's really big, sister. I can't thank you enough.
Because
I just feel that it's such a ripple for so many other souls in this world and other worlds. And because it's core to our very existence is connection. Right? And this whole awakening thing is like starting to demolish separation, you know? And so it's massive.
How are you feeling, Simona?
grateful and trustful.
Awesome. Good.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
Awesome. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so just keep working with that, you know, in your consciousness. And it's a major one. I just feel it, you know, like the world is different now. It's
and that was for everybody, not just for Simona. Yeah. You know?
Everyone.
Yeah. That was powerful. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
So shall we complete now our group process and stuff?
Yes.
So how spirit works is after every session that we do, they always work with you for days, weeks, okay? So as we're starting to complete our group connection and collaboration and stuff, they're already setting up with your being and your teams, and they only do what's rightful, you know, and what's appropriate. So, you know, if your truth was like, no, I don't want that, of course, they're not going to do that. So they're just setting all that up now for whatever is rightful for you. And spirit's reminding you, it's interesting, they're taking it full circle. They're reminding you, don't be so quick to believe your thoughts. Just like they said in the beginning, that we can't use this clunky thing anymore in our minds to guide our path and to know our truth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, don't be so quick to believe your thoughts there. Catch it. Question. Okay, so my being and your being now, all of us, we're starting to complete as a group. And the healing will continue as it needs to for you. So Spirit and God are telling us that we just changed the world today. And that's the thing. We didn't try to change the world emotionally. Us just doing what we do and following what's right for us did that. So,
yeah.
Okay. So we're doing a ceremony now to complete our connection. And Spirit's going to do their completion ceremony as well. They're going to complete whatever else needs to be completed, release whatever else needs to be released, and support whatever else needs support from here forward. Yep, so my being and your being are completing their collaboration and partnering. And they're going to, Spirit's going to pull me out of your space now. Yeah, everything feels different now to me. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, that was so powerful. Again, another powerful show. So, and you're right. Some of the stuff that we talked about was core, you know, was core stuff that was finally now ready to be healed, cleared, awakened, right? So thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you everybody for all of your questions. I know we didn't get to everybody, but thank you for your questions. And just know that, you know, you're going to continue to shift and change and integrate now as Spirit works through you with all the stuff that we did today. So be gentle with yourself.
Yeah. And right? Just steep, you know, I just want to remind you guys, sit with yourself, close your eyes, bring your awareness within. Just be and with your and notice just your own essence and what you feel like and what your energy feels like, and just gently just steep there, you know. Amma has a saying that if you have a cup of muddy water and you pour, you just keep pouring a cup of fresh water into it, and you'll have a cup of fresh water. You don't try to get rid of the mud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So the more we just steep, our human self steeps in our true self, That's all we're going to have. It's not going to happen anyway. Might as well do it consciously. It's easier.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. The replay will be out shortly. I wouldn't listen to it again today. That's for sure.
Word.
Yeah, it's a lot. I would give it some time. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And please do take a look at the special offer package from Ambujam that's available at alara.at/show/ambujam9. Just a reminder that she has a group healing, a group power healing tomorrow. So if you'd like to be a part of that, then buy the package before like 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Okay. So, and if not, then you'll just be part of another group healing session between now and end of March. Okay. So not to worry. But if tomorrow was what you were interested in, just make sure you get it fast. All right. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ambujam. I'm going to be integrating as well. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so blessed and so grateful with the work that you're doing for all of us. So thank you, you and your team. Thank you. Thank you. And everyone, until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Be gentle, gentle, gentle. Drink lots of water. Listen to your body. Listen to your knowing. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.